we're all adults here, right? So let's talk a little bit about alcohol and how it can affect us people, us grown-ups, us critically thinking grown-ups, and how that plays a part into violence, into sexual assault, into all of these bad things that happen to human beings. And I only bring up the story today because Brett Kavanaugh and that humongous trial that's going on is allowing me to shine a light on this issue. And I'm not going to talk about the details of the Brett Kavanaugh trial. I'm going to just use that as an example to shine a light on the issue at large, alcohol and violence, okay? And that's how I'm going about it. If you want the details of the Brett Kavanaugh case, this is not where you're going to find it. So the research is clear as day, crystal clear. Alcohol plays a major role in sexual assault and violent crimes across America and the world. Okay, this is just a fact. The National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence estimated that alcohol is a factor in 40% of violent crimes, and the Center of Disease Control and Prevention calculated that alcohol has contributed in 47% of homicides. The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, NIAAA, have noted conservative estimates of sexual assault prevalence suggest that 25% of American women have experienced sexual assault, including rape. Approximately one half of those cases involve alcohol consumption by the perpetrator, by the victim, or both. Let me just say that again. 25% of women in America have been sexually assaulted or raped. And half of those women during that sexual assault or rape, alcohol was a factor. Now let me pause right there before people get mad at me or upset with me. In no way, shape, or form am I saying that alcohol should be used as an excuse. If you drink alcohol, you are making the decision to drink alcohol, and the bad things that follow you drinking alcohol, that is on you, and I'm talking to the men out there. The decisions you make after you drink an entire gallon of 100 pure proof whatever is still your moral judgment and decisions. All of your decisions that you make is 1,000% your fault, right? You made the decision to drink alcohol knowing that it's going to change the mental status of yourself. And if you fuck up after you drink alcohol, that is on you. With that being said, we have to be honest about this conversation, right? If alcohol is a factor in all of these cases of violence and sexual assault and rape, let's talk about the issue of alcohol being used and how we can prevent or at least reduce the amount of violent sexual assault, whatever, especially when it comes to the use of alcohol. So to speak of going back to Brett Kavanaugh and why this allows us to bring light to the situation, and when I go through this, you'll be like, holy shit, yes, every single one of these situations that he's been accused of, alcohol was involved in some way, shape, or form. So Christine Blasey Ford said that both she and Kavanaugh had been drinking before he allegedly groped her and tried to undress her while covering her mouth. Deborah Ramirez said that Kavanaugh was drunk when he exposed himself to her and pushed his genitals in her face. Julie Swetnick said Kavanaugh used alcohol and other drugs to cause women to lose their inhibition so they could be gang raped. Kavanaugh has denied all of these allegations. As we know, that's why the trial is happening. And continuing on, it doesn't even end there. Kavanaugh himself bragged and continues to brag about the amount of alcohol he uses. So Kavanaugh seemingly bragged, highlighting, and this is in his yearbook, right? In his high school yearbook, heavy drinking, by noting that he's the treasurer of the Keg City Club and proclaiming 100 kegs or bust. Right, this is the man of alcohol. All he does is drink alcohol, party, and hooks up with ladies. That's him. That's the man Brett Kavanaugh is, and he wants to be in the Supreme Court. I don't know. I'm not voting for Brett Kavanaugh. I wouldn't want him in my Supreme Court, but that's not what we're talking about, all right? That's not what we're talking about. And just to repeat myself, and they said it in the report, and this is by Vox, and I think they did a phenomenal job. I just want to repeat myself. These concerns are absolutely legitimate, number one. And number two, alcohol should never be used to blame a victim or excuse a perpetrator. let's just be clear, and I don't want to repeat myself. You know, I mean it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how alcohol affects human beings and allows them to make these bad decisions, right? But it doesn't excuse anyone, and it's not there to blame anyone. So let's make that clear, all right? Done and done. And the reason I say that now is because you have to think about this. As human beings, when we have people drink and we prevent them from driving, we always say, yeah, you were drunk and that's why you got into the accident, right? But that doesn't mean you're not going to get in trouble for getting into an accident. You decide to drink and then get into the car. That's still your decision and you're still going to get in trouble for that. But we all acknowledge the fact that alcohol is a part of drinking and driving. We think that if you weren't drunk, you would have driven home safely. If you were, because you were drunk, you got into the accident. So we can say that same thing when it comes to other forms of violence and sexual assault without saying that you are excused from the results of whatever happened. All right? So to look at the actual research in the study, one of the best reviews of the evidence on alcohol and sexual assault comes from 2001. The review explained that alcohol can increase person's chances of being victimized since alcohol can reduce ability to evaluate risk and reduce ability to resist effectively. Yes, if you drink alcohol, the chances of you noticing what is a high-risk situation and what is not, and yes, we're talking about violent situations, so going up to a stranger's room that you never met before and thinking he's a nice guy and he's an actual dick, the risk level of your mindset might be lower. But it goes for same other things, like getting into a car and racing down the highway, or jumping off a roof and thinking you're a goddamn wrestler. Whatever the situation is, alcohol just stuns your mental ability of saying, this is high risk, I probably shouldn't do this because it's not safe for me, you, or anyone involved. It is important to emphasize, however, that although a woman's alcohol consumption may place her at increased risk of sexual assault, she is in no way responsible for the assault, the researchers wrote. And again, everyone is saying this because it's super important, because this is what people use today. Why was she drinking if she didn't want to hook up with anyone? Why did she go? No, that's not. The researcher said it, Vox has said it, I have said it. Let's not go there. Please and thank you, right? Another study published this week, 2018, right, by researchers at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health's Center on Alcohol Marketing and Youth, for example, found that access alcohol outlets in Baltimore is linked to more violent crime, including homicides, robbery, and sexual assault. Clear as day. I mean, there's a correlation between the amount of alcohol that's available or used and the homicides, the robbery, sexual assault, so on, and the whole nine. And the study, it continues on, and it says, as with sexual assault, part of the violent crime problem is that alcohol can make people more aggressive. Charles Brands, who studied the link between alcohol and violence, said a disinhibition theory. So it's not so much aggressiveness, but that decisions and judgment that would normally be held and checked are suddenly disinhibited under consumption of alcohol, all right? Connected to 88,000 deaths and millions of emergency room visits each year in the U.S., as well as millions more deaths each year worldwide. The only drug that's linked to more death is tobacco, and that is the smoking form, which leads to lung cancer. And this we are clear as day on. You're saying, Q, all right, we know all of this. I knew all of this. Why are you telling me? What do we do now? Okay, what is the next step? And here is what we can do to prevent a lot of this violence from happening. And I think when I read this, I was like, holy Jesus, Lord, we really should be doing this. But I do know some of these things. When I say it, you guys are gonna be like, oh my God, that is super insane. Especially if you're not a fan of government, you know, regulations and so forth and so forth. All right, number one, there's a bunch of these, so let's go through them together, all right? Number one, a higher alcohol tax. In a 2010 review of the research in the American Journal of Public Health came out with strong findings. Our results suggest that doubling the alcohol tax would reduce alcohol-related mortality by an average of 35%. That alone, just that is amazing to me. I think that alone is just great, right? Traffic crash, deaths by 11%, sexually transmitted diseases by 6%, violence by 2%, and crime by 1.4%. All of that is fantastic. I mean, just the mortality alone, we can save 35% of the accidents that happen just due to this reduction of alcohol. I mean, a higher alcohol tax. I think that's an easy 1, 2, 3, right? That's an easy one you can say I'm all behind. Number two, a minimum price on alcohol. So this is from a 2013 review at the Center for Addiction Research in Canada, found that based on data from Canada, a 10% increase in average minimum price would result in the region of an 8% reduction in consumption, a 9% reduction in hospital admissions, and a 32% reduction in wholly alcohol-caused deaths. Beautiful. Just alone, those two, the first two in the beginning, a minimum tax, raise a high alcohol tax, and number two, a minimum price on alcohol, I think is fabulous, right? Moving on, revoking alcohol offenders' right to drink. I love this. I absolutely love this. And I know I live in Massachusetts, and I have actually known a couple of friends that had to go through this, which is rough. They thought it was rough, but I think looking back, it's changed the way they think about alcohol entirely. It's a beautiful thing, right? So South Dakota's 24/7 sobriety program effectively revokes people's right to drink if a court deems it necessary after an alcohol-related offense. The program specifically monitors offenders through twice a day breathalyzer tests or a bracelet that can track blood alcohol level, and jails them 1 or 2 days for each failed test. Studies from the RAND Corporation have linked the program drops in mortality, DUI arrests, and domestic violence arrests. Beautiful. I think that's fantastic. Just, you know, like the bracelet thing I think is super cool. It works very similarly to if you know anyone that has an insulin pump. It takes your blood, it tests your blood frequently, or you do the 2 breathalyzer tests daily. And it says you can't drink if you're over the alcohol limit, or if the blood test comes back positive, you end up going to jail for a day. You end up going to jail for 2 days, depending on how often and how much you're drinking. I think it's beautiful. It's great. And on top of just making people drink less that have caused accidents being drunk, it ended up lowering, dropping mortality. That's amazing. I feel like anytime you can drop mortality rates, it's a great thing. DUI arrest. Fantastic. Huge car accidents. We all know number one accidents, you know, causes how many deaths a year, and domestic violence arrest. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I love that. And this is where it gets a little rough for me. Put the state government in charge of selling alcohol. I am a democratic socialist, but I feel like this is... Let me at least read it for you guys. A 2014 report from the RAND concluded that when state governments monopolize alcohol sales through state-run shops, they can keep prices higher, reduce access to the youth, and reduce all overall levels of use. I'm not too hung-ho about this. Maybe I think that's going too far. And just being in America, I don't think that's going to be a possibility or a thing that happens. So those are the 4 things we can do now to prevent alcohol from causing all of these violent acts, sexual assault, homicides. The list goes on. DUIs, all of it. You know, car accidents, the whole 9. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think those ideas, at least the first 3, are wonderful. I love them. I think we can go ahead and do some of those. But like I said, and I'm going to end it on this, alcohol does not excuse any behavior. Alcohol you can't use it to blame a victim. If I decide to drink alcohol, you can't blame me if someone decides to take advantage of me while I'm inebriated. That's not how it should work. That's just disgusting. And I know it's a trope that people use constantly for all of these victims when these women come out, but it shouldn't be. And I don't want this to be another video pushing that. I'm saying the exact opposite. If you drink and you do bad things, or if you are with someone that is drinking and you take advantage of that person, it is you that is the asshole. It is you that is fucking up. It is you that should face the full force of the justice system. Okay? But with all of that being said, with you guys knowing how I feel on that specific issue, alcohol is and will always be a factor in all of these violence and accidents and sexual assault and rape and the whole nine. It will be a factor in those things. And the more we can prevent people from abusing or overusing alcohol, according to the research and the evidence is clear, we can lower the rate of all of those things. And I think we should go and tackle whatever we can tackle, however we can do it, to prevent all of these bad things from happening. I think we should do it. I'm all for it. Please let me know in the comment section below if any of those tactics would work, or are you about it, or are you against all of it? Do you think this is crazy? Let me know in the comment section below. I would love to know. I would love to know.